107 WIRX. Yes! Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Thanks for hanging out. All that good stuff. It's 7-11 and 44. We got a high of 55 today. Low of 33. Tonight, not great. But hey, I didn't make the weather. I'm just rating it. Don't be mad at me. Oh, let's do your morning dump. That'll make us feel better.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, a new study out this week found people who regularly have more than one or two drinks a day have a lot more bad bacteria in their mouth and less good bacteria, which can cause gum disease. So if your dentist doesn't like what they see, you've been drinking more than usual, you might have that gum disease because of the booze. Here's some other weird signs. It's kind of, I didn't know that was a thing. Here's some other weird signs that you might be drinking more than you realize. If you're sick a lot, obviously drinking weakens your immune system. If you're sad a lot, which I'm always happy when I drink, I don't know. Or if your skin doesn't look great, alcohol causes inflammation, which can lead to blotchiness, more wrinkles, and enlarged pores. So basically, if you're bloated, sad, coughing, and have bad gums, maybe put down the bottle of vodka for just a little bit. Or you can drink more to forget the fact that you're bloated, sad, coughing, and have gum disease. I think that route's probably easier, you know? You do what you want. I have all of those. Isn't that terrible? In a recent Facebook scandal, obviously we heard that our information is everywhere. And we kind of want to rethink how much access to our lives we're comfortable handing over to these giant tech companies. On the other hand, we do have Amazon and Amazon Prime, which is probably the greatest thing ever. Last year, Amazon started offering a service where you'd let their delivery drivers unlock your door to leave your packages inside the house. Well, they've created a spinoff. Amazon just announced a new service where you give their drivers access to your car so they can leave your packages in your trunk. They get in by hooking into the computer system in your connected car, so you have to be subscribed to a service like OnStar. Then that lets the driver use GPS to find it, lets him open the trunk without a key, and leave your package. It's not clear if he could also drive off with it or at least grab some of your stuff from inside as a souvenir, but let's not worry about that right now. We'll cross that bridge later on. For now, the service is limited to people in 37 big cities who are Amazon Prime members who have Volvo or GM cars from the past 3 years. So it's still very new, but obviously with Amazon, they're growing so big and it'll probably be a kit you can buy on Amazon that you just plug into your car. I don't know about this. You know how I am about the robot overlords taking over. I don't think we're learning from the Terminator franchise. And we've seen it before. You know, we got all these sophisticated sex robots, and we got now Amazon access to our cars. We're screwed, folks. We're screwed. Just giving them everything. So don't be surprised when they kill us or take us as slaves in the near future. That's my only conspiracy theory I get into. Smallville actress Allison Mack won a minor legal victory in her sex trafficking case. She's been released on a $5 million bail, but she'll still be confined to her parents' California home with an electronic monitoring device. If you don't know, Mack is accused of participating in a sex cult in the Albany, New York area. She allegedly recruited women into the NXIVM. It's a cult run by 57-year-old Keith Rainier, where they were held against their will. She's been charged with sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy, which are all felonies. Her lawyers are hoping to strike a plea deal. This is just insane to me. So starring as a main character on a hit TV show, so much so that her character was even eventually written into the Superman comic storyline in 2010, just wasn't good enough. No, she needed a side hobby. And sex trafficking sounded like a good idea. I'm just bored. You know, I got nothing to do in between season shoots. Why don't I get into sex trafficking? I think I'd be good at that. For God's sakes, these celebrities are all nuts. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?